Greetings from Earth, and welcome to the Creative Cosmos. Yeah! My name is Christopher Moore. Coming to you from Urbana, Illinois, in the Midwest, the breadbasket, the heart of America. Well, hello again. Glad you could join me. I'd just like to say good day. I'm going to try to put out some shows a little more frequently. Probably working some guests here pretty soon. Just wanted to get the ball rolling again, if you know what I mean. A little more regular basis. Really, I need to say thank you to the people who have followed my work over the last 10 years or so. Anytime I feel like I'm going to lose heart or can't keep it up, it seems like someone will write me a incredibly thoughtful email, or some manner or another, reach out and let me know that what I'm doing is important to somebody out there. You know, I've thought about this a lot, that I do have an audience, and it's a certain kind of audience. Usually I'd like to think it's the smarter folk amongst us. Those of you who don't buy the same old bullshit day in, day out. You don't believe the TV reality. You wonder what's going on with the zombified masses around you. You feel like you have a greater purpose. You feel like something's wrong in the world. That something can be done, perhaps. That in some manner or another, we can right these wrongs and bring the dream to life. What is this dream? Well, it's different for every mind that conceives it, but there's certain things consistent. Certainly to go beyond the duality is one of the key principles, which is precisely why on your TV news programs they present you the dichotomy. They say this or that, the left or the right, as if those are the two decisions. Therefore, if you make that choice, you become safely stored away in the parameters that they've set up for you, therefore essentially becoming ineffectual. If you're buying into the false reality, there's no way you can have found your soul yet. There's no way you could have found the truth within. I would laugh at the person who stumbled upon this, who might seek to ridicule and mock those of us that have gone beyond convention, that have gone beyond the old religions and the old political parameters. Stay strong, my friends. Because you're on the right track. The truth supersedes these limitations. The essence of who you are lies outside these boundaries. Some time ago, I realized that the concept of human progress, as measured by technology in the world, is one of the biggest lies of them all. And history did not start in 3000 BC, just because the Egyptians chiseled a few eyes and a few rocking poses onto the wall. No, the human history is gone much farther than that. And I'm not talking about Neanderthals or anything like that. I'm talking about sentient, intelligent human beings that if we were able to talk to them and communicate to them, we'd understand. Just as you travel to the other side of the world and you meet a human being from a completely different society, surrounded with different symbols and different tendencies and their own cultural lexicon, we can still relate. Me human, you human, what's up? Does a smile not bridge the gap? And what to say of our animal friends these days? Sometimes in my talks, I suggest that perhaps by 3000 AD, if there are still people around, they might not even believe that the animals were really there. They might make up myths about them. Yeah, they'll probably find some bones and whatnot, but they'll have no idea of the glory that was the animal kingdom. How awful the humanity has been to the animal. Infringe upon their world and then shoot them if they dare cross that boundary, which they can't help but do because it's their nature. Oh, humanity, and your horrible reasoning, your horrible justification of your atrocities. There's always a reason, folks. There's always an excuse. There's nothing that makes me more sick than to talk to someone who is locked in on one of those excuses, has swallowed their heart, has cut themselves off from the truth of who they are, and their soul never finds an entrance into the body. So in a way, though their body is here, and though their mind has been shaped by the circumstances which they have found themselves in, they've never truly been born. And she's making me feel like I've never been born. Johnny said that so many years ago. But then somewhere around 1970, 71, he was born. Did find himself. And spoke with the lion's roar. And we all know how that ended up, don't we? That tends to be what happens when the soul finds its expression and the will backs it up. It truly better to live free than to die a slave. Don't give up. Don't give in. You'll make it. Life is like a wheel, keep rolling. Life is like a wheel, keep rolling. Life is like a wheel, keep rolling. Right on down the hill. Life is like a wheel, keep rolling. Life is like a wheel, keep rolling. Life is like a wheel, keep rolling. Right on down the hill. Take an empty train to nowhere. Take an empty train to nowhere. Take an empty train to nowhere. Hope you arrive on time. Life is touch and feel, keep growing. Life is touch and feel, keep growing. Life is touch and feel, keep growing. Strong and noble heart, tell it to the gnome who sent ya. Tell it to the gnome who sent ya. Tell it to the gnome who sent ya. Underneath the bridge, gonna dig straight to China. Gonna dig straight to China. Gonna dig straight to China. Say hi to Lao Tzu. Life is like a wheel, keep rolling. Life is like a wheel, keep rolling. Life is like a wheel, keep rolling. Round down a hill. Said life is like a wheel, keep rolling. Life is like a wheel, keep rolling. Life is like a wheel, keep rolling. Ooh, right on down the hill. Everybody swing your partner. Everybody swing your partner. Everybody swing your partner. Do-si-do. It may be that, in terms of my commentary, I may be moving a bit closer towards the political side of the spectrum. Some of the holy rollers have got me down. You know, too many. I wrote an article once called The Conspiracy Religion that Henrik was kind enough to put on Red Ice and appeared on the Snowdle site and all over in different places, where I talked about how you can get carried away with the fear-mongering, get obsessed with a conspiracy that's lining up against you and feel hopeless, like you're trapped. They're everywhere. They're getting ready to totally screw with you. I mean, in some ways, there's good reason to be afraid or freaked out, because they're really, things are going crazy out there. And there is somebody in the shadows pulling some strings, getting some crazy shit to happen. But you can't live your life that way. You have to be proactive in creating your own world. Do the things that you enjoy and make room for it. Make connections. Make it happen. Do it. 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 Do what you dream you could do. You can. You just got to stay strong. Stick with it. Be persistent. Experiment. You'll do many things that might not feel right before you find the things that do. But everything that you eliminate gets you closer to the truth. But if you don't do anything and you simply hope or wish or pray for something to happen, God can't get your ass up off the couch. You've got to do that. You've got to be the hand of God. And God shimmers upon the waters at sunrise. And God flutters when the birds twirl in the skies. And God sings in colors with the rainbow. And God is inside of you. And God is the one beyond it all. And God is love, truth. And God is the one beyond it all. The one, the love, the truth. And God is in all creation. And God lives in one and all. Hallelujah, my friend. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, my friend. Hallelujah. That song goes on all the time. In every second, in every moment of your life, you simply have to open up to it. Get outside yourself. After you transcend the mind, you'll still have the qualities that matter. You'll still know who you are. Hallelujah. It's irresistible. I'm sorry. My friend. Yeah. It's the Holy Spirit that's now talking to you. The ocean of bliss is coming through. Oh.
Hallelujah. Mein Freund. Ooh. La la la. La. The ocean of bliss is coming through. Thank the Lord, all of your dreams are coming true. Now, as that spirit goes through each individual, it takes a different form. That is your intrinsic nature. That is your glory. That is your heart. It's you. So, at once, you are the all, and you are the one. You are the many, and you are the few. You are so special, so beautiful. There is not a father, a brother, or a friend who could be prouder of you.
You
want someone to tell to you straight, then you've come to the right place. Why can I tell it to you straight? Because I've been to the edge. I've seen what this place can do to you. I know it can all be over in a blink of an eye. That is one element of Zen, is to keep death close, to remember the cutting edge. It can all be over in a blink. Therefore, appreciate every second you have and squeeze the most you can out of every moment you have with those that you love. Squeeze every moment you have. Squeeze it. You can squeeze it. You can squeeze it. You can squeeze it, baby. Make the most of this existence. One day you're gonna drop that body. And you're gonna be like, damn, I should have done this. Unless you consider that possibility now. Think about it now. If you were to die right now, what would be the first thing that would come to mind? Because that would be what would bring you into the next body anyway. Use it as an experiment to short-circuit the desire-based instant reincarnation process. A lot of people cycle through bodies really fast. They'll get a new one as soon as they possibly can so they can jump right back in and dive back into sensation. Oh, yay! I want to dive back into sensation. I'm entering the portal of time. The portal of time. I'm seeking a womb. I'm seeking a womb. And then I'll be born. I'll be born through a woman's private part. And when I It's no small commitment to come here. Especially at this point in the timeline where the compression is so great. You could incarnate at the high point of Greek civilization or Egyptian civilization. Or any of a myriad of possibilities of civilizations. Where time would be seemingly spread out. It would feel as if it was taking much longer. There wouldn't be this rush of urgency. There'd be all the time in the world.
You reap what you sow. You reap what you sow. You reap what you reap what you reap what you reap what. What you sow, you reap. You give and you grow. You give and 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 you give. You give and you grow. You give and you grow. You give and you give and you give and you give.
You've been listening to the Creative Cosmos Internet Radio Show. Please visit the website headquarters, creativecosmos.org, property of Christopher Moores.
Have a fantabulous day, my friend.